With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A veteran of the United States Marine Corps charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a chokehold on a New York subway train last year will be in court tomorrow. The trial of Daniel Penny begins in Manhattan. Penny has pled not guilty to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. France vows and rather vows support for Ukraine's plan to end the Russian invasion.
France's Foreign Minister Jean-Noël Barrot has pledged his support for Ukraine's plan for ending the 2.5-year war with Russia, adding he'll work with Ukrainian officials to secure other nations' backing for the proposal. Unveiled by Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky earlier this week, the so-called Victory Plan hopes to compel Russia to end its invasion of Ukraine through negotiations. Barrot's visit coincided with a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine late Friday night under a deal negotiated by the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, correspondent Robert Yoon has a story on the voting habits of Americans over the years.
Voters today have some options in terms of how they vote and when they vote. The main choices are voting in person at a polling place on Election Day, voting early in person before Election Day, or voting by mail. There's been some form of absentee voting available to voters since the founding of the Republic, and early voting and mail voting have been around in some form for more than 100 years.
Convenience stores offering more, though not necessarily healthier, choices. From 7-Eleven to Quick Trip and many other chains looking for the grab-and-go inspiration, many are now experimenting, officials say, with made-to-order meals. This is SRN News. Does your hospital do sex change operations on children?
According to the group Do No Harm, more than 220 U.S. medical centers perform so-called gender reassignment surgeries on kids under the age of 18 or offer puberty-blocking drugs to help them live as the opposite sex. Do No Harm, which takes its name from a key phrase in the Hippocratic Oath, reports that thousands of youngsters have been subjected to such surgeries in the past 5 years at a cost of tens of millions of dollars. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A full-scale replica of the rooms Anne Frank used to hide from the Nazis during World War II, heading to New York. The replica of the museum, which is located in Amsterdam, being built in the Netherlands and will be shipped across the Atlantic for the show Anne Frank, the exhibition, at the Center for Jewish History in Manhattan. This is SRN News. Well, there are some positive developments now in the long strike at Boeing. We have an update now from correspondent Julie Walker.
Boeing and the union representing striking machinists have negotiated a new contract proposal that would provide bigger pay raises and bonuses in a bid to end a costly walkout that has crippled production of airplanes for more than a month. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers said Saturday that it plans to hold a ratification vote Wednesday. The union says the deal would increase pay by 35% over 4 years, up from 30% that was offered last month. It also boosts upfront bonuses to $7,000 per worker instead of $6,000. However, the new offer does not restore a traditional pension plan. I'm Julie Walker.
And more details at srnnews.com.